Yeah, well, the debt report obviously came in and consumers are having more debt than ever before, right? We saw student loan debt up, auto debt up, mortgage originations, though, did dip on higher interest rates. And with all this debt out there, it leads me to believe at some point that I think the Fed may be bringing down interest rates midway through next year.
You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Carrie Lutz. Hey, it's November 7th, Election Day, and who knows what we're voting for this time. Probably not many of you are voting, but we vote every day in the global economy, and right now the votes are for more and more debt. Will that lead to a higher stock market price? Well, let's talk with Andrew Ahrens, and you find him at synergyagm.com. Got a question for Andrew or myself? KL@KerryLutz.com is the email address. Andrew, we got a debt report. Debt, you know, it just reminds me of the Great Gatsby, that old saying. It's been used so many times, it's a cliche. How did you go bankrupt? And he answers, well, slowly at first and then quickly. Looks like with a debt going up the way it's going, that's going to apply to all of us soon, don't you think?
Yeah, well, the debt report obviously came in and consumers are having more debt than ever before, right? We saw student loan debt up, auto debt up, mortgage originations, though, did dip on higher interest rates. And with all this debt out there, it leads me to believe at some point that I think the Fed may be bringing down interest rates midway through next year.
Yeah, are they going to have a choice but to cut rates?
Well, I mean, they'll have a choice, but I really think that it's going to hurt the economy if they don't, reduce rates. And it looks like, they're trying to get inflation in check. And I think so far they've done a better job than most people have expected. With regards to all the debt out there, I don't think that we can keep rates really this high.
Okay. So looking at it, though, economy really not doing well. The banks, especially the regionals, continue to go down, and we continue to get increases in the Fed's emergency lending fund to these banks. Does that further cement your case for what you're talking about?
I think so. And, if we take a look at the stock market action on some of these regional banks in the last week, since we saw the big bounce, a lot of these stocks are up. Hopefully, like I said, the market looks 6 months forward. And, I see that rates should go down. And in my opinion, I see a higher stock market. I don't really remember in a very, very long time where we're going to, in my opinion, have a really good bond market and possibly a really good stock market, which, for the average investor in retirement with a balanced portfolio or 60-40 portfolio, this may look pretty good, going forward here.
All right. You think it's baked into the cake? What's the alternative argument against that?
Well, I mean, I don't really think it's baked into the cake yet. You've seen the market have extreme volatility. I guess the case against it is inflation is just out of control, and the Fed, has to keep raising rates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see that happening, Kerry. Again, this is just my opinion, but, I've been doing this for over 30 years and, I have a pretty good feel on what's going on. And it's just my opinion that usually the Fed seems to overdo it. And I just don't really see the Fed, raising rates. I think in January, there's like a 15% chance that they raise, but that's not a very good percentage here. So looks to me like the Fed will probably stop here, take a pause, see what happens. And, you know, as we do that, it looks like the stock market, you know, is a little bit more risk on here. And, you know, with all this money, one of the things that I'm looking at is all this money that's in money market right now. That hit a record high of $5.6 trillion in money market. And, you know, with rates possibly going lower next year, that really, to me, bodes really well, actually going into the final stretch of this year, which, you know, we just get out of the worst stretch that we're typically in. And we had a very poor, you know, September and October, and November to May is typically a really good time in the market. The market's up 75% of the time, you know, going back to 1950. And next year, we're going into an election year. And, you know, the election year, the market's typically up 80% of the time going back to 1928. So I'm very, very positive. I mean, you know, despite the fact that the markets have had an intra-year average, you know, loss of 14.3% over the last 43 years, the market's been up 75% of the time. And I just feel, you know, right now we've had some extreme volatility in the market. We're coming out of the coronavirus here, and hopefully things settle down overseas. I know what we've got, you know, what's going on with the wars, and we don't know what's going to happen with that. But as long as they don't spread, you know, it's not really having an extreme impact here in the markets.
Okay. All right. So I guess maybe we're going to be a little bit better than people are thinking. Is that your thought?
I think so. I really do. I feel like, you know, there are sectors in the market that are the leaders. And, you know, we've had, we saw the technology sector, you know, do really well and then really give back all its gains. And, you know, we thought a lot of the dividend stocks were going to do well this year, which really hasn't materialized because of higher rates and money markets and things like that. But, you know, I think we're finally going to have some sort of options in the market that we haven't had in a really, really long time. And, you know, it seems kind of strange of how this may come to some sort of equilibrium. But in my opinion, this may be very, very good for the market.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, well, we would all love to see that, wouldn't we?
Of course, of course. I know there's a lot of wrinkles, and, you know, market sentiment has been pretty, it's not great right now with everything going on in this crazy world that we live in. But it does look like to me that, you know, if we look 6 months out, things are starting to maybe align pretty well.
All right. Well, hey, I'd love to see it happen. I'm not convinced, but but hey, nobody really knows, do they?
No one knows, right?
Yeah.
No one really knows. I mean, you know, if you have that herd mentality, you typically are not doing pretty well with the market. So I would say that, you know, I'm not trying to be a total contrarian here. It's just that the way that I'm looking at things, to me, look pretty positive. I mean, over the last, you know, 20 some odd years, we really haven't had a place to go in the bond market. And now the bond market may be somewhat attractive for portfolios. You know, I manage money for individuals, and most of these people are, you know, over the age of 60.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the returns in the banks were pretty much zero since the financial crisis.
Right.
And, you know, they have an alternative at this point. Obviously, we've got to keep inflation in check. Inflation, you know, they say the number is 3.7. The number is probably higher, especially, you know, with healthcare and, you know, travel and all the things, you know, that people in retirement are spending their money on. But to me, it looks like, you know, the Fed is really trying very hard to keep inflation in check.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's just at what cost, right? At what cost?
Exactly. I mean, at what cost? And right now, you know, with this debt report out, you know, the credit report out today and all this debt that we have, you know, it certainly looks pretty dismal when you look at that. But, you know, even though consumers have had more credit card debt than ever, it seems that, you know, a lot of them, the credit scores are not going down. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, they keep rating them, though. You know, they keep changing everything. So you don't really...
We really don't know the number.
Maybe stuff, you know, off. Right.
We can only go with the data we're presented with.
Yeah. No matter how big it... yeah. I know what you're saying there. I know. And Reddit's something I watch pretty much like a hawk, you know?
Right.
Right.
Because it's credit. It's the lifeblood of a modern economy, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we'll see what happens here because it's an interesting... cycle that we're in right now with mortgage rates and housing and how that will affect. But you know, I happen to think that this is going to be somewhat temporary. I don't think that we're going to have these rates you know, for many years to come.
All right. So hey, well, one thing's for sure, at least to the obesity epidemic, everybody's making money off of anti-obesity drugs, right? So maybe we'll do okay there.
Well, you know, that's like a segue into, you know, where I think, you know, the market's going to be pretty strong. And, you know, I think that technology, pharma, biotech, these are the stocks that I think are going to do extremely well. And, you know, that's where I see the growth coming. I mean, the earnings still look very good. I mean, 80% of the companies beat their earnings last quarter. And you know, the market to me does look pretty strong despite everything that's going on, you know, like I said, in this crazy world that we live in.
All right. So, so when we have this discussion next year, where do you think we'll be?
Well, you know, I think that they're looking at the S&P maybe doing 9 or 10% earnings next year. So earnings growth. So, you know, maybe we're going to be, you know, at an all-time high. I think that's a real possibility. And, you know, I think there's also a good opportunity in the fixed income market as well. I'd be locking into some balanced portfolios for people with dropping yields ahead. So, that's where I think things lie. And then we're going to be in the election year, which is typically pretty good. And, you know, being election day, we'll see where things are a year from now.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Hey, that's another reason why rates are probably going to come down. I remember Barron's once saying the Federal Reserve is doing what it does best. It's re-electing a president, right?
Right. Absolutely. So it will be, you know, a year from now, I think, you know, I'd like to come back on the show and talk about, you know, where things are at. And hopefully, I hope my predictions are right.
Yeah. I hope you're right too, for sure. Because the alternative is pretty bleak. And all right. So just tell us again the best place to find you again.
You can find me at SynergyAMG.com. You know, we put out weekly commentary on the markets. And, you know, if anyone would like to reach out to me, they certainly can. They can find me, you know, on the web.
All right. Hey, got a question for Andrew and myself. KL@CarrieLutz.com is the place to send the email. And questions or comments, we'd love to get them from you and answer. And you'll find a link to Andrew's site on the show notes of this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Andrew, been a pleasure. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.